Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extended District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, the Osage Leadership Night's coming that has now passed. A little highlight about that, and then some upcoming stuff.
Yes. So it's felt a little weird as we've dealt with weather through the winter months, but we finally were able to have our leadership night in Osage County over here in Linden. We had about 35 participants over here, adults and children, learning and acting together and growing in their leadership skills. We use games to break down and process how we can improve our leadership skills. And so it was a really fun night. We first started with, it's called racquetball. And I always, you know, I'm like, okay, so I kind of just, we start off the night and we play the game. And then I plant the seed. I'm like, now, so how does this relate to leadership? And we really push them and ask them open-ended questions to get them really thinking about, well, how does this apply to my leadership? I always give the example. So it's called racquetball, and it's a ball that goes every which way. It's crazy. It's got, like, it's not a regular round ball. It's got bubbles on each side of it. So when you bounce it, it goes a million different directions. And I always conclude that activity with, you know, this is the story of my days. Every day I bounce, I get up, I bounce starting in one direction, and then my day goes boom, 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 a million different directions. And I'm like, you have to learn to be flexible and, you know, roll with those changes daily. So that's just kind of one example of how we tie that back into leadership for them. And we talk about, we go down a lot of different rabbit holes with them because, again, we want them to create the conversation and let the conversation lead the way they are discussing it and processing it in their minds. And so then we moved into, we do a 52 card. They have to line up silent without using sign language or anything else. They have to line up, put their cards in order from smallest to biggest, and it's always fun, and we really tie in communication and what we know and understand about how we communicate, because we know in leadership, communication is key, right, Blake? And so it leads to a lot of conversations about communication and how good leaders find ways to learn how to communicate. And then we shifted to kind of a creative thinking type of activity. They had to work as a team. We talked a little bit about that and what that, how that relates to leadership. And then we finished off the night with some characteristic traits. We used the six pillars of characteristics and really kind of got a little deeper dive into what their base knowledge is of those character those characteristics, and then how can they perfect their own character. And so, anyways, it was a really great night. We had, and again, I love the concept of the adults and the kids. All different age groups, all different, you know, working together and forming those thoughts and opinions together. So it was a really great evening. Shifting to this weekend, we've got our club days on Saturday at West Franklin High School in Pomona. We're excited to see all of our 4-H'ers there. And also on Sunday, we have Franklin County Beef Weigh-In. Just a reminder, if you're my 4-H'ers that are listening here this morning, remember all steers have to be tagged by March 1. So just a little reminder for that. Call the office if you have trouble getting there on Sunday. So that's at Cottonwood Animal Hospital. So a shout out to them that they let us use their facilities there. But busy weekend, spring's picking up. We've got lots of activities that are starting to pick up. So just make sure that you're paying attention to your newsletter if you're a 4-H member. And we've got lots of different exciting activities coming up here in March.
Spring picking up in a big way, though it may not feel like it outside over the last couple of days. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.